नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
गुड मॉर्निंग। टुडेज न्यूज 18 Daybreak इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय राखी बोस। Hours after 11 members of a family, including two minor boys, were found dead at their home in North Delhi's Borari, the discovery of handwritten notes has deepened the mystery. Police suspect the family followed some religious practice to attain salvation. According to latest reports, 8 out of the 11 family members, including the two minors, did not show any sign of struggle. Investigators also came across 11 pipes jutting out of a wall but leading nowhere. Congress spokesperson Priyanka Chaturvedi has been threatened on Twitter with the rape of her 10-year-old daughter, prompting a verbal duel between the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Congress on trolling. The issue comes close on the heels of External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj being trolled for helping an interfaith couple get their passport. Should long sexual relations be treated as good as marriages? If so, what should be the length of such a relationship? The Supreme Court has sought the views of the central government in deciding if a prolonged sexual relationship should be considered as de facto marriage, fastening legal liabilities on the male partner. Four of the five priests who allegedly sexually exploited a woman after threatening to make her confession public have been charged with rape and outraging the modesty of a woman. According to sources, the four accused priests of the Kottayam-headquartered Malanka Orthodox Church are planning to apply for anticipatory bail to avoid arrest. A woman has filed a rape complaint against veteran actor Mithun Chakravarti's son Mahakshay and wife Yogita Bali at the Rohini court. The court has ordered an FIR against actor Yogita Bali and Mahakshay, who is also an actor, on charges of rape, cheating and causing miscarriage without consent. The BJP may make a major political announcement in Jammu and Kashmir after the Amarnath Yatra wraps up, sources close to the party leadership told News 18. They added that a big breakaway faction of the PDP is ready to join the Saffron Party. If and when the switch happens, the BJP may stake claim to form the government in the state, with similar breakaway MLAs from the Congress and the National Conference providing the remaining numbers. When Aam Aadmi Party's senior leader and member of parliament from Punjab, Bhagwant Mann, was asked about who is selling heroin in Punjab, pat came the reply, senior SAD leader Bikramjeet Singh Majithia. However, while AAP is once again trying to bring up the Punjab drug menace, party chief Arvind Kejriwal took a different stand a few months ago when he apologized to Majithia for accusing him of his involvement in the drug trade. After as many as 31 people were killed following illicit messages circulated in WhatsApp, INB Minister Rajyavardhan Rathore has said that the messaging portal was beyond the government's control. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected in large parts of India, including several places in Jammu and Kashmir, Tamil Nadu, Assam and Gujarat over the next few days till Friday, the India Meteorological Department said on Monday. A suicide bomber attacked a group on their way to meet Afghanistan's president in Jalalabad on Sunday, killing at least 19 people. An Afghan Sikh parliamentary candidate Avdar Singh Khalsa is also one of the deceased. The National Green Tribunal has put on hold until July 19 the proposed felling of more than 16,000 trees for the redevelopment of seven South Delhi colonies by the National Buildings Construction Corporation and the Central Public Works Department. That's all for today's podcast. Have a very nice day.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.